Good morning, everybody. It is the buzzer.
Go!
Everybody is awake now here. Matt Bilger, Michael Doherty, and we've got another great sports show
just
coming
practicing
your way.
My soccer.
Right.
Here. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Overmodulation.
Oh, maybe a little bit.
Too much Red Bull this morning, but that is all right. We've got a good sports show on the way for you here this morning. Some breaking news from the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. I'm not quite sure what to think about that one.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
later.
Black and gold game taking place for Mizzou football later on this afternoon. Mizzou basketball season is over.
Thank goodness.
Thankfully.
Yes.
And we'll talk about some other things going on in sports this morning. But first off, we've got a studio full of soccer players this morning from Mexico High School. The Mexico High School girls seniors, as a matter of fact, Katie Gooch, Jamilet Medina, Liz Joyner, and the head coach, Sarah Olson, in our studio this morning. Good morning to you all. Glad to have you in here early after a game last night. First off, we're going to start off with Katie. You did open up the season last night. It was Jefferson City, and it was at home. And just kind of your thoughts going into this senior season and, you know, what you thought about last night's game and kind of your thoughts on the rest of the year.
I think that our team's pretty big in numbers, so that's helped us a lot this season. And I think that our team overall has pretty good chemistry because a lot of us have been playing together for a while. And I think we've all grown as players, the ones that have been playing a while, and it's looking pretty good this year.
Very nice. Last night was a 6-1 loss against Jefferson City, but you're just getting things off and rolling. Jefferson City is a very tough team. Tell us who scored the goal last night, if you will.
Claire Hudson scored the goal.
Talk a little bit about the position that you play with Mexico girls soccer, and you know, tell us about that.
I play outside back, so that's pretty much defense. So I stay back on the field a lot, try and get the ball up.
Yeah. All right. We're going to pass the microphone over to another senior here, Jamilet Medina, and thanks for coming in this morning. Talk a little bit about your senior season, if you will, and kind of some of the things that that you hope to accomplish this year, if you will.
Yeah. I feel like this year we have a really strong team, and we came off freshman year not knowing anything, but we have became a stronger team, and I look forward to winning more games and just,
So, Jamilet, you're the only offensive player that's here this morning. I mean, not the only offensive player on the team, but came this morning. Have you ever been offsides on a breakaway before? Is that something that you've had ever had? I was going to say, why is the coach laughing at this question? Have you ever been offsides on a breakaway? It's just a frustrating feel. I've been there. It's like you think I've got a clear shot to the goal, and then you realize that, yeah that's not happening. Happened to you?
Yeah, that happened to me quite a bit.
It happens at the worst times.
Yeah. The worst of times. Yes, okay.
Very nice. We're going to pass the microphone over to our third senior in the house this morning, Liz Joyner. And, you know, kind of talk a little bit about your game last night, how you thought things went for the season opener, if you will.
I think last night we were a very solid team. And compared to our freshman year, like Jamilet said, our freshman year, we were all freshmen at the beginning, and it was our first game.
That makes sense. Freshman year, you're all freshmen.
I like the
key insight.
Like the whole team was freshmen. Like there was barely any upperclassmen, so like the whole field was freshmen, not knowing what we were doing. So we were just chasing the ball like little people that didn't know what we were doing. So compared to like freshman year to all the way up to our senior year, it's been a lot better. Our team has learned a lot more of the game of soccer, so I feel like this year we're going to be a very strong team compared to the years in past.
Very nice. Kind of your thoughts going into your senior year, is soccer something that you're going to continue to play after high school, or you know, kind of tell us a little bit about that.
When I go to college, I plan to like maybe join a club or just play in my off time or whenever I can.
Nice. And everybody does know where they're going to school at. As a matter of fact, Katie, you're Mizzou.
Yep.
Jamilet?
Evangel University.
And Liz?
Mizzou.
All right, to Mizzou, and very nice. And we'll
Springfield.
Springfield. Bring in head coach, the second year head coach, Sarah Olson. Tell us a little bit about your team this year, coach, and, you know, do you have a lot of experienced players coming back? What's the chemistry of your team this year?
Yeah, so the nice thing about this year is we have 31 girls. You need, for those of you that don't know, you need 11 to start the game. Soccer is very tiring, 40-minute halves. You're running. Some people are running the full length of the field, so having subs is necessary for some of those positions. So having people that you can sub in, and you know when the sub is right behind the player who's on the field in skill level, that's also really helpful. So we seem to just be a little deeper this year, and I think that's going to help the whole year. Go ahead.
When you say deeper, are you talking about all over the field? Are you talking about defense, offense? Yeah. Or?
So defense typically plays the whole game.
Yeah.
I think in defense...
Yeah, because they get to rest a little bit. I mean, the ball goes to the other end.
Ideally,
you can kinda,
that is
you know,
what's happening. You
yeah,
know, they,
I mean,
they
you get a bag
really,
of Doritos,
really
Coke, yeah. you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. I think defense, you know, they're where everything starts, honestly. And, you know, in the best game ever, I guess you'd be on your offensive half the whole time and wouldn't have to play
yeah.
any defense.
Yeah.
But our defense is kind of like our set piece. There are our... We lean on them. They're our foundation. And so a lot of times, our defense is really nice because they played together multiple years. So we have Liz back there, who's a senior, Katie, who's a senior, and then Kinley and Addison, who are juniors. And I know Liz...
Kinley Jones is a defensive player?
Yes.
Wow.
Liz, Kinley, and Addison have played on defense.
She's probably a little pest, I'm guessing. I mean, she's just a little... She just buzzes around the basketball
court. She's very quick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that is... Yeah, that's very useful to her and us as a team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so deep, just mostly on offense. Yeah. I was subbing constantly. Till we get that fitness level up to where we want it to be, but also because... You know, you can put someone in, and then it really doesn't make too much of a difference because we're deeper.
So you're saying there's a fitness level to soccer is what you're saying?
I am.
Yeah.
It's a high level to reach.
I love soccer, I'll be honest. Yeah. I played in fourth and fifth grade, which you kind of laugh. I know. It's a long time ago, but I loved the game. I played in Arizona, and it was weird because I'd never played basketball. We moved back to Missouri my eighth grade year, and I'd never played basketball before. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to go out for the basketball team. That didn't go well. Yeah.
The beautiful thing about soccer is you can't plan it. You know, you can't force things. And so when something happens that's amazing, it's just...
Chemistry.
To me, it's almost more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain chemistry to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about the blending of the seniors and everything. There's something to that because you've got to play with each other for a little while to kind of understand... what that teammate's going to do in a certain situation.
Yeah.
Coach, you got your district brackets yesterday, and kind of go over that a little bit with us, if you will. I think a couple of St. Louis teams in there, St. Francis Borgia is one of them. Is that right?
Yes. So in past years, we've often got pulled to like Moberly and Kirksville and some of those schools. But last year and this year, we have a lot of St. Louis schools. So we're in there with Fulton. And then a couple other teams we've seen before. We have Wright City on our schedule, and then we've played Winfield in the past, but won't play this year, but they are in our district. And then some schools we've never seen.
St. Charles West,
Christian Luther. High School, yeah. And then St. Francis.
We say Fulton already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Fulton, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got to get him some Doritos.
So it's kind of hard to predict what that might look like. Maybe as we see scores come out throughout the season, we'll have a better understanding of what that will be like.
You know, we were kind of talking a little bit about this too before we went on the air, how many games that you guys play in a season, and it's quite a few. I think you said last year you played 25 games, is that right?
Yeah, so you were allowed to have 25 games, and we played 25 games. And then we added on our district game, so it made it 26.
Yeah.
So that's quite a large task in the span of 2 months.
Yeah.
Less than 2 months.
That's a lot of running.
Yeah.
Trust me, that's a lot of running.
When you don't have a lot of numbers and those girls are getting JV minutes and varsity minutes, it's tough on their bodies. And we had a lot of injuries.
So you talked a little bit about the defense. Why don't you name your offense, your starters on offense?
Yeah, so that's still kind of coming together.
Yeah.
But I'll name some key players.
Okay.
So Claire Hudson, the one who scored last night, she came out last year and played for us, and she had several goals. I don't remember the number, but she had the highest on the team. She just she's a go-getter. She works hard. She plays hard. So she's playing forward for us. And then Emily Maupin is another one who's a junior, and Claire's also a junior. She's been playing midfield for us, center mid. She has a really good long ball, which is great. She can hit some of those far out shots. Another one is Marley Herrera. She also is playing center mid. She's very skilled with the ball at her foot, so she's able to kind of distribute. And then John Millette has played a lot of outside mid, some forward, but her knowledge of the field is also really helps us out there. So.
Very nice. We're going to bring Liz Joyner back into the conversation. We want to talk a little bit about something that's happened for the past several years. You guys every year honor your fallen teammate, Emma Asdell. As a matter of fact, I believe you're good friends with Emma. And there's a blue-out game that takes place. And you're still raising money for a scholarship for Emma, as I understand it. Talk to us a little bit about that and, you know, how people can donate to that, if you will.
So our freshman year, my best friend Emma Asdell passed away in an accident, and the first game that we had after the accident, it was Hannibal that gave us flowers, and then the next game Fulton came to our field and created shirts for us to wear, mm-hmm. and it had her Asdell on the back of it and her number, and we created Emma shirts that said "In Emma's Name We Play." And all of the profits we got from that went to the Emma Asdell Scholarship for the seniors that they can apply for the local scholarships. And the Asdell Committee for the scholarship picks two players, one boy and one girl, for the scholarship. And if anyone wants to donate to the scholarship, they can directly give it to Jeremy or Audrey Asdell.
All right. And that blue-out game, we haven't decided the date on that yet, but it will be coming up this season, as I understand it.
Correct.
All right. We will look forward to that. Anything else you girls want to say about the soccer season? Any Uh-oh. Teams?
Somebody's
looking,
jumping.
Looking forward to playing.
I saw her. I saw her. She was like, no.
It's over. I'm ready to go get breakfast. But, you guys good? Any teams that you're looking forward to play this year? Coach, I think you're going to finish up here.
Yeah. I'd just like to say I love these girls. I'm really proud of them. It's when you get to know kids over time, it's just a real blessing. And I think chemistry on the field comes from chemistry off the field. And if you get along with each other and you have fun, you're going to play better. And I think we've done that. We've done it well, and so it's just it's not only cool that we get to play my favorite game, maybe not theirs, but that we get to hang out and be together. So
before we wrap up, what's your soccer background? Since you just mentioned it's your favorite game.
Yeah, so I actually did not grow up playing soccer. Yeah. I played the Y basketball and those things. Yeah. I wasn't in any traveling teams or anything.
Yeah.
But I decided to go out for soccer my sophomore year of high school to stay in shape for tennis, which really makes no sense now that I look back. But I just really liked it. I fell in love with it. And then I went to Hannibal LaGrange to play there at an AIA school. Yeah. So I played 4 years there. Okay. So, yeah.
Where'd you go to high school? Uh-oh.
Hannibal.
Okay. That's not horrible. You could have said Fulton. Yeah.
The interview would have been over. I'm kidding. Well, we want to wish you all the best of luck on the rest of the season. Monday is the next game, another home game, as I understand it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to getting a report on that, and best of luck to you all.
Let me ask one more question. How do you like the new soccer field?
It's great. Awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome.
We love it. It's something, I think it's something to be proud of, and it looks beautiful. Especially on that, last night we had a nice blue sky.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, I feel like it, for me, I'm proud walking onto it. There are some fields we play on that are, a lot of people are going to turf.
Yeah.
But a lot of the turf we play on football fields, so it's nice to have a field that is soccer lines only.
Right.
But there are a couple grass fields we play on that are really rough. And we had some ankle turns just because of the field.
Right.
And I know there's not always something you can do, but we are really thankful for our field.
Okay. That is the Chris Hotop Field over at the Mexico High School. As a matter of fact, you can see these Mexico Lady Soccer girls playing over there.
And go out and support them.
Yeah,
hey,
please
you know
do.
What? Yeah.
Hey, it's a lot of fun to go out there and watch them. Best of luck on the season, and thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. The round table is going to be coming your way next as the buzzer beater continues here on AM 1340 KXEO.